Trying to sound an optimistic tone on Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The State of the Union is strong because you, the American people, are strong.
But in his speech to a joint session of Congress last night, the president acknowledged that many Americans are suffering.
Too many families are struggling to keep up with their bills. Inflation is robbing them of gains they thought otherwise they would be able to feel. I get it. That's why my top priority is getting prices under control.
He said he'd do that by reducing the country's dependence on foreign goods and creating jobs with his Build Back Better plan, which is rebranded as Building a Better America. The president asked everyone in the chamber to stand and salute the Ukrainian people for fighting back against the Russian invasion. He's closed American airspace to Russian flights and promised to make Putin pay a high price over the long run. But in Ukraine,
Vladimir Putin increasing his bombardments on urban areas, on residential areas, and he has warned, his defense ministry has warned that will continue today. And there is growing fear now that he's going to pull back and continue this crushing bombardment of built-up areas. They also rained down rockets yesterday on the second biggest city of Kharkiv, while Russia's defense ministry urged residents to flee today, saying it was going to strike unspecified areas within the city.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Lviv. The 40-mile-long convoy of Russian military vehicles on the road to Kiev hasn't moved in 24 hours. Now a Kremlin spokesman says the Russian delegation is ready to resume talks today with Ukrainian officials. The U.S. and several foreign countries agreeing to release 60 million barrels of crude oil from their strategic reserves, trying to calm the oil market. Didn't work. The price of U.S. crude climbing more than $8 a barrel to $111, and stock prices plunged on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropping nearly 600 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Inflation, the pandemic, and foreign policy among the key elements of the GOP response to last night's State of the Union message.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds delivered the Republicans' rebuttal to the State of the Union, saying the president has taken Americans back in time to the late 70s.
When runaway inflation was hammering families, a violent crime wave was crashing our cities, and the Soviet Army was trying to redraw the world map.
She said we can't project strength abroad if we're weak at home, focusing on gas prices and inflation, and especially COVID policies.
Keeping schools open is only the start of the pro-parent, pro-family revolution that Republicans are leading.
She said the way America's children have been treated during the pandemic is unconscionable. In Washington, D.C., Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The White House will announce its revised COVID strategy today, expected to focus on safely removing restrictions in an effort to return to a sense of normalcy. And we should get some sense of the Fed's plan to stabilize the economy.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to appear on Capitol Hill today, testifying before the House Financial Services Committee. Tomorrow, he'll appear in front of the Senate's Banking Committee. It is assumed widely Powell will be made to answer questions regarding inflation, which mere months ago he insisted was transitory, meaning impermanent and not likely to leave long-term problems. That will pair with questions of raising interest rates, which have stayed at near zero through the pandemic and have been seen as a contributor to rising prices alongside a weakening dollar. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has taken the first step toward confirmation in the Senate. answering written questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee as she prepares to meet with senators one-on-one this week. Democrats hoping to confirm her nomination before Justice Stephen Breyer retires this summer. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.